The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he himself dismissed the crowds. When he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on the shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them, and it was a great wind. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. And they all had seen him, but they were terrified. But at once he spoke with them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. The phenomenon of an unexpected storm on the Sea of Galilee was very well known. The Sea of Galilee is a very small body of water. From top to bottom, it's about 14 miles. Across the center, about 7.5 miles. And the journey they were making was no more than like 3 or 4 miles. Many years ago, way back, during my early visits to the Holy Land, on one occasion, I left a fishing kibbutz, Ein Gev, with some fishermen to cross the 7.5 miles toward Tiberias. And it was a sunny, wonderful day when we began the journey. And halfway out across the Sea of Galilee, a storm came up and the winds blew and the rains came. And I understood in a very real way, the text, context of this moment, this miracle of Jesus calming the waters on the Sea of Galilee. They were afraid. By the way, this saying, "Do not be afraid," appears 365 times in the New Testament. Okay, do not be afraid. Fear has a way of affecting us that is quite unique. Carlos Valles, this extraordinary Jesuit writer, he might be deceased now. I haven't read any of his books for about 20 years. They're not published anymore. But about 20 or 25 years ago, Carlos Valles was writing. He had many books. And in one of them, Let Go of Fear, he has the story that on one occasion in Gujarat, in India, it was a wonderful sunny day. He was riding his bicycle and the air was light and the birds were singing and everything was wonderful. It was a wonderful spring day. And then suddenly, he said, there was silence and he knew that something happened. And he paused, stopped, got off of his bicycle, and he looked, and there he saw a cobra. And the cobra was rising in a circle, and on the tree above the cobra, there was a bird. And the bird was frozen with fear from the cobra. That's what the snake does. That's what the cobra does. He paralyzes his prey with fear. And the bird couldn't move because of fear. Well, Carlos made some noise and moved his bicycle closer to the snake, and the snake recoiled and went away. And then the bird got life and flew from the tree free. He uses that to tell us that fear paralyzes you. And many of us grew up in a church where we feared God. God would punish us. God would destroy us. We would go to hell forever and ever. And in a way, in that context, with that disposition, we're frozen. Our relationship with God is frozen. It's frozen in fear. We can't fly. We can't sing. We're so fearful, overcome with fear. That's what this gospel is about. In your most difficult moments, what do you fear the most in your life? Lift this up. Hand it over to the Lord. Feel the strength and the power of Jesus Christ. Feel the gift of the Spirit in your life. It will enrich you. It will calm you. It will allow you to fly. It will allow you to sing. It will allow you to live fully. Fear paralyzes. And since we're reading God's word here, the fear we're speaking about here is a fear of God. It's a spiritual thing. And therefore, the call of the word is to renew our faith in the power of Jesus Christ. The power of Jesus Christ to do miracles, as is found in this gospel reading today. Pause with me now for a moment of prayer.